And now it's time for On the Money with your host, Dan White. Dan has been in the financial services industry for over 25 years, and he's been a featured expert in Forbes, Yahoo, the Philadelphia Business Journal, Dow Jones Market Watch, and has appeared nationally on Fox Business News. Dan is a member of some of the most prestigious financial organizations, including the Society of Financial Service Professionals and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. In addition, he's a chartered life underwriter and a chartered financial consultant. Credentials you can trust. Broadcasting from the heart of Wilmington, Delaware, here's your host of On the Money, Dan White.
Many people out there today think of themselves as investors. Well, I don't think there are many investors out there today. I think most people today are more like savers. I mean, most people that work for a company today try to put money into their 401k plans. If there's a company match, they absolutely ought to be putting money in to receive that match. And a lot of people, as they get older, they try to maximize those 401k plans. I call it filling the bucket. But how do they pick their investments? You know, it's not real complicated. They look at the myriad of options that the plan provides them. And then they look at the 1 year, the 3 year, the 5 year, and the 10 year returns. And typically they will look at the 10 year returns. They'll look at the three or four with the best 10 year returns, and they'll go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and they'll pick four different funds, probably all related to the growth category of mutual funds. And then they'll make their selections. Is there any diversification there? No, practically all of their investments are in the market. But fund companies or 401k plans the last couple years have come out with a different type of option. And while the last 10 years, passive investing has had the moment in the sun, there is one variety of actively managed fund that has seen exponential growth over the past decade. And ironically, they can be some of the worst funds for investors. We're talking about target date funds. Welcome to the On the Money Show. My name is Dan White, and I am the host of your show. And this morning, we're going to be talking about target date funds, how they've kind of been marketed as the one-size-fits-all, set-it-and-forget-it type of option in your 401k plan. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and what potentially could go wrong for you in a target date fund. Before I get into our program, I do have a couple announcements. First, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving this week. Thanksgiving is a time to reflect and be grateful for all the things that have happened to us over the past year, and the past 18 months has been kind of challenging for everyone. So take a minute on Thursday and be thankful for everything that you have. We also want to thank everybody that came to our two events in Middletown and Glen Mills, our clients on our pie drive-by. We certainly collected a lot of toys for tots, and we're going to make donations to about 4 to 5 to 6 food pantries. So we want to thank all of our clients for their generosity during this giving season. We also have a giveaway today, a white paper that we have crafted, The Key Ages of Retirement Planning. So this is a must-read. If you are over 50 and there's certain key ages you've got to be thinking about, especially if you're thinking about changing jobs, you know, when you have access to certain types of retirement accounts. So if you'd like to get a copy of our white paper, The Key Ages of Retirement Planning, pick up the phone and give us a call, 888-690-8820. Again, it's toll-free, 888-690-8820 in Pennsylvania. It's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. Okay, so today we're talking about target date funds. And what exactly is a target date fund? Well, it's sometimes marketed as a life cycle or a dynamic risk fund. It's basically a mutual fund with a mix of assets, typically stocks and bonds, that is meant to become more conservative as investors get closer to that target year. And that year typically coincides with the date they want to retire. For example, a target date fund structured for an investor retiring in 2050 will be more aggressive and generally have a higher allocation to equities than a fund with a 2025 target date. And if you spend any time exploring the target date fund universe, you'll likely hear about a concept known as the glide path. This refers to the expected asset allocation mix of the fund over time. And even funds with the same target year may have very different glide paths. Some shift to a dramatically more conservative allocation just a few years before the target date is reached, and others take a more gradual approach. So on the surface, you know, this all sounds pretty good, right? I mean, you don't have to worry about asset allocation. The fund does all the work for you. Again, they're marketed as an easy way to set it and forget it when it comes to your retirement investments. Yet, as I will soon reveal, these funds often operate in ways you wouldn't expect. Forget it is probably not the best investment strategy if you value your retirement savings. And target date funds have exploded in popularity in recent years. You know, hopeful retirees are increasingly placing their trust in the hands of target date funds. In the year 2010, there was $340 billion in target date funds. And in 2020, there's five times as much money in these target date funds. So the rapid ascent of target date funds has been largely driven by employers offering them to workers as part of their investment plans. And while they have existed since the early 90s, they pretty much became a staple in U.S. retirement investing thanks to the auto enrollment legislation of the Pension Protection Act of 2006. According to the Plan Sponsor Council of America, 80% of 401k plans now offer a target date fund. And after all, doesn't it make sense? I mean, what's the problem with target date funds? After all, doesn't it make sense to sell some of your risky stocks and have more invested in safe bonds as you get closer to retirement? Well, maybe, but like many Wall Street products, what sounds like a great deal on the surface is often not what it's cracked up to be. You know, one size, as we've said over the years, obviously does not fit all. Target date funds masquerade as a customized product, tailored for you as you get older. But in reality, these funds are a generic, one-size-fits-few solution. If you invest all your capital in these funds, you are putting your life savings in the hands of a fund manager who you've in all likelihood never spoken to, who doesn't know you, and certainly has no idea about your financial situation and your goals. Ask yourself one question. Should two individuals with different levels of risk tolerance, income, net worth, and living expenses be invested in identical strategies simply because they're the same age? Well, of course they shouldn't. There are many variables besides retirement age that should impact the allocation decision. As a simple example, let's consider two investors in the workforce, Dave and Jenny, who both expect to retire in the next few years. They have both invested in the same 2025 target date fund. Now, Dave, he suffers from multiple chronic diseases and does not expect to live long into retirement. His time horizon is perhaps 10 years. He has no other assets besides his retirement plan, and he expects significant medical expenses during his remaining time. On the other hand, Jenny has acquired an extensive real estate portfolio over the years that now generates more cash flow than she could ever hope to spend. She's healthy, and her family history is notable for longevity. She expects to outlive her spouse. Jenny wants to grow her retirement as much as possible to leave a sizable inheritance for her daughter after she dies. Actuarial life tables suggest Jenny may be in the time frame of 25 years, although she expects to be around longer than average. Clearly, although we have just scratched the surface with these scenarios, the logic behind target date funds already appears flawed. Someone like Dave does not expect to have much time to ride out the volatility of the stock market. Furthermore, he is dependent on generating income from his retirement plans. So stability and predictability are of key importance to him. On the other hand, the same target date fund is likely to be overly conservative for someone like Jenny, who is not dependent on her retirement funds and has prioritized growth. Can you see the problem here? I mean, two individuals, same age. Yeah, so the target date fund says, hey, you're going to retire in 3 years. You ought to be in the same investments. That is absolutely not the case here. And that's just a simple example. But again, it just goes to the premise that not all people are created equal. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different amounts of savings. We all have different risk tolerances. So, I mean, the premise sounds good, you know, that, you know, you put your money in, you set it and forget it. But as this example proves, you know, two people may have vastly different situations, and a target date fund may be the wrong idea for both of them. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. That's 888-690-8820 in Pennsylvania. It's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. This morning, we're talking about the very popular option in 401k plans, the target date funds, trying to show you what's right about them and what's wrong about them and how they might not fit for everyone. We'll have more after the break.
If you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, this message is for you. There's never been a bigger disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Unemployment over 15%, unprecedented federal stimulus. Wall Street has never been more volatile. If there was a vehicle that credited you 7% up front, then grew your nest egg by 6 to 7% a year, guaranteed for the next 5 to 10 years before turning into an income stream that you cannot outlive, would you want to know about it? Call Dan White and Associates now for details. 888-690-8820. Surrender charges and other restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the On the Money Show. My name is Dan White, and I am the host of your show. And this morning, we've been talking about target date funds. These are the very popular choices you have in your 401k that are supposed to reduce the risk in your portfolio as you get closer to retirement. And this morning, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to this. And we're going to continue along that path. Before I continue, though, I do have a giveaway today. We do have a white paper that we're offering to our listeners today, The Key Ages of Retirement Planning. And I think this is a must read if you are over 50 years old. We go through probably about 10 different ages that are kind of, bullet points where you got to be thinking about what you should be doing. They start at 50, 55, 59 and a half, 62, 65, 67, 77, 72. I mean, it's crazy. So I think it's a must read. So if you want to get a copy of our white paper, The Key Ages of Retirement Planning, pick up the phone and give us a call toll free. You can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. So if you have a 401k plan, chances are you've been advised by a fund manager or your company's plan representative to invest in target date funds, also referred to as retirement date funds or lifestyle funds. Or perhaps when you signed up for your plan, you were automatically enrolled into a target date fund, such as 2030, 2040, or 2050 funds. More and more Americans are being told the set it and forget it strategy is their best option for growing their retirement savings. And the rationale is that it's easier and simpler for the average investor because investment strategies are combined into one mutual fund that's structured to automatically adjust account allocations as the investor moves through different life stages. As you age toward your retirement, your target retirement date, the funds shift toward more conservative investments to reduce risk. Target date funds might make investing for retirement easier for the average person, but are they effective in helping people maximize their savings? More and more experts claim target date funds don't perform as well as average investors are led to believe. Citing studies by institutional advisory firm Research Affiliates, Barron's associate editor Randall Forsyth wrote, "The studies show that the standard glide path of target date funds, which start heavily weighted in stocks and reallocate to bonds in later years, doesn't produce the desired results." According to Rob Arnott, the chairman of the board of Research Affiliates, "You now have a trillion-dollar industry based on ideas that were never tested." And in response to Arnott's statement, Mark Awatch wrote, $1 trillion is an understatement. In the U.S. alone, target date funds held $1.11 trillion in assets at the end of 2017 and were growing about 7% a year. Despite these warnings, target date funds continue to rise in popularity. According to the How America Saves 2018 report, 51% of 401k investors in the study were solely invested in a single target date fund. And Vanguard predicts more than three-quarters of its 401k investors will be solely invested in an automatic investment program by 2022. So if target date funds may not perform better, why are so many companies automatically enrolling employees in them? Well, let's try to break it down for you. You know, it's the illusion of safety. You've been working hard your whole life. You've made the right financial decisions, living below your means, investing your money into the target date funds, and now retirement is finally within view, just 2 years away. You think being that close to retirement, the fund would resemble a bomb shelter. After all, it was supposed to become more conservative over time. There's no way a volatile market is going to shatter your retirement plans when you're this close to finally escaping the rat race, right? Well, let's look at what happened during the financial crisis. According to research firm Target Date Analytics, the average 2010 target date fund was more than 45% invested in stocks in 2008. Some, like Allianz Bernstein's 2010 retirement strategy portfolio, were more than 55% invested in stocks the year before the downturn. Now remember, back in 2008, that 2010 fund was intended for folks who were about to retire in just 2 years. Those investors must have assumed their nest eggs were safe and secure. But when the market sold off, many target date funds got hammered as badly as the stock market. At the end of the 2008 fiscal year, the Allianz Bernstein 2010 portfolio had lost 33%, almost as bad as the S&P 500 index's 37% drop. Goldman Sachs Retirement Strategy 2010 fund lost 31%, and Oppenheimer's Transition 2010 fund fell 41%. Now, it would be nice to think that Wall Street learned their lesson after the financial crisis, but just a year later, Bloomberg reported that six of the nine largest U.S. target date fund providers had junk bonds in their 2010 portfolios. Yes, target date funds were buying junk bonds for folks expected to retire in 1 year. In 2009, John Hancock's Life Cycle 2010 fund had 35% of its debt holdings in junk bonds. And there's conflicts of interest. You know, many investors don't realize that the target date fund they own is not investing in solid blue chip companies or investment grade corporate bonds, not directly anyway. Instead, they're often investing in other mutual funds. Yes, the manager of your target date fund is likely farming out the actual investment management to other fund managers. Recall that earlier we made the assumption that if you own a target date fund, the manager of the fund doesn't know you from Adam. Well, as it turns out, it wouldn't make a difference if they did. That is, unless the fund manager is going to tell the dozen or so other fund managers that are actually managing the investments about your unique situation. And then in turn, those dozen or so fund managers should be speaking with each other to make sure everyone is on the same page about your investment goals, your preferences, and your financial situation. Okay, so we've already established that you sacrifice any hope of being treated as a unique individual when you invest in target date funds. There's no customization, no consideration for your preferences, goals, health, or financial situation. But what do all these faceless managers have to do with conflicts of interest? Well, let's take a look. For this example, I'm going to use the Principal Lifetime 2050 Fund. And I'm not picking on Principal. What we're demonstrating is not unique to their funds by any stretch of the imagination. But let's take a peek under the hood. If you look at the Principal 2050 Fund, the top 10 holdings in the fund are all Principal mutual funds. All of them. The Principal Diversified International, the Principal Blue Chip, the Principal Large Cap, the Principal Overseas, the Principal Large Cap Value, the Principal Equity Income, the Principal Large Cap S&P 500, the Core Fixed Income, the Mid Cap Value, and the Mid Cap Growth. I mean, lots of principal funds. It would be some coincidence if the very best fund managers in the world to grow and protect your retirement assets all happen to work at Principal, don't you think? Principal seems to acknowledge this unlikelihood in the legalese of their prospectus. They even say this right in their prospectus. Management of the fund entails potential conflicts of interest. The fund invests in affiliated underlying funds, and the advisor and its affiliates may earn different fees from different underlying funds and may have an incentive to allocate more fund assets to underlying funds for which they receive higher fees. And again, this is just an example not meant to single out Principal. After all, they're a very good company. But 89% of target date funds invest in affiliated family funds. So to figure out how much an investor pays in management fees, you have to dig through the prospectus until you come to a line item called acquired fund fees and expenses. This became a mandatory line item in 2007 in order to add transparency to the layered and complex fee structures that come with this. And this layer of fees can add up over time. In the instance of the principal fund, 72% of annual fund operating expenses are due to outsourcing investments to other fund managers. The other 28% is presumably their fee for picking funds for you. It's no wonder that a Senate Committee on Aging report showed that target date funds had internal fees 10 to 25% higher than any other funds offered in 401k plans. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. This morning, we've been talking about target date funds, and hopefully you've been able to see that one size does not fit all. You got to be a little more careful when you're picking your 401k allocations. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Give us a call. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of their respective parties and not those of this show's producers or this station. Join us again for more On the Money